Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. It has been a while since I've done a solo, and let me tell you why I do solos first. And that is because usually if I hear something three or four times in a row, then I think it's something that maybe someone out there needs to hear, because as we know, these are kind of timeless. Once you post them, they stay out there. So I think that maybe there's somebody that needs it, because in the frame of reference that all the guests are taking, if it helps one person, then that's good enough. So I do those when I feel that I might have something of value to add. I also want to thank those people that are listening. The numbers are growing, they're spreading, so evidently we're helping more than one person, and we're starting to see them going not just nationwide, but we're seeing them going some international listeners throughout the world. So it's pretty cool to see that. One last reminder before I get into this topic of the podcast, and as you can see these on YouTube, if seeing somebody that's 58 my age on YouTube is your thing, great. Mainly it's the guests we put on YouTube, because we can break those up in small bits and share them on social media outlets, or if YouTube is your thing, you can find us on YouTube. So I'm not so sure the solos are. If you're listening on the podcast outlets, the solos are good enough to watch on YouTube. However, I will say the weather in South Carolina this time of year is pretty awesome. So maybe if you are listening internationally or somewhere it's cold, I can talk you into moving this way, because South Carolina and North Carolina, pretty great states to live in. So since I've heard this topic several times, I'm going to share it. And that is about a circle. And this one's called Shrink Your Circle. What I heard one time was a friend of mine called Tom said, you know, it's about shrinking your circle. And what he meant by that was, see, we got these circles and they end up one size. And then the closer you get to what God wants you to do, it shrinks the circle. Now, what's he mean by that? And what do I mean by that? Well, you're going around in this circle, and not literally, you're maybe going a straight path, but from a spiritual standpoint, you may be going around in a circle, and the closer you get, the smaller the circle gets. So it gets really fine-tuned in those places. Say, for example, myself, if I got this circle in a little fine, neat spiral, then I'm pretty close to what God wants me to do. Now, in that, since it's a journey, sometimes you go, uh-oh, wait a minute, there's a distraction. Circle gets bigger and then gets smaller. So you get distracted by something else that stops you from hearing what you're supposed to do. Distractions, right? Distractions. So the circle gets bigger. Or maybe it's some kind of thing that you're struggling with. The hopes are, however, that the more you struggle, the more you learn, the circle gets smaller. It may expand again because you're distracted by something else, maybe that's off base, but you learn over time to get back online quick. So it's shrinking that circle in terms of what you're hearing that you're supposed to do, right? Shrinking that circle. And also, the circle represents something where it never ends. It's always going. It's always moving. You're always going in that circle. And this is where the second point came in. A friend of mine named Danny mentioned this point, and that was the circle is never ending. So sometimes things that you either, that are truth to you, that are working, or that you're supposed to doing, come right back around to you. That's the circle. The circle in life will always be something that you're learning, you're growing, you're expanding. And then at times, what you do is you go, oh, wait a minute, here comes this back around again. What I mean that coming back around, maybe it's something that you think you should be doing or you're skilled at doing, and then it shows up again, say a week or two or a month or two later, and you go, wait a minute, that same thing's coming back again. Maybe this is something I should supposed to be doing. Or however, as I mentioned, referenced earlier, maybe you go, oh, wait, here's this thing I'm struggling with again, and it's come back around to me. So how do I deal with it this time, and how do I learn from it? So two uses of that before I get to the third one. Again, I'm going to summarize it, is if you're going in the circle and it gets tighter and you're closer to what you're supposed to do, you want to stay in that. And then as it expands out, you may go, wait a minute here, I'm dealing with the same issues, either good nor bad. So let me make sure that I deal with them and keep that circle tight. Kind of not easy to explain, but as you walk along your own personal journey, you'll see that. And then the third point I want to make is be very careful who is in your circle. And all these three things tie together because it's the distractions. Who comes into your circle? Do they belong in your circle? Is it somebody you can trust, that you lean on, that is spiritually sound? Or is it somebody that's just a distraction? Not good nor bad in terms of judging the person. But it's just be very careful who gets into that circle, what direction you stay in, make sure you stay on point, and don't get distracted from it. So be very, very careful about who comes into your circle so that you can keep on track, on path. Now, again, I share this with you because I can't be the only one that struggled with those three things when it comes to referencing the circle. So as we go throughout this podcast, you're going to hear more about the Circle of the Panda journey. That's our own walk, as we say, that you learn more about what you can do based on what we've done well, or what you should do based on what we've done well, and what you should not do because of what we failed at. So listen in, because the solos are going to hit that. Now the solos are also going to hit business, because entrepreneurship is a walk in faith. And it obviously has that business component to it. So as these solos come out, listen in again. Like all of our guests, our intentions are to help you on your own journey. If we help one person, that's enough for us. So just be careful about that circle and think about those three things. Again, in summary, keep it tight as possible in terms of what is it you're supposed to do. You're spinning pretty quick. If it gets broad and you're not quite so sure, stop and evaluate. Have I gotten distracted? Has someone else gotten me distracted? Or is it something that's come back around that I haven't dealt with yet that I need to fix? So if you have any questions or concerns, you need to get in touch with me personally. You can find me at jd@circleofthepanda.com. Wish you all the best and peace to you.